This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermee on the line from Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about a number of things, primarily with a focus on the situation in Uganda. Dean, we've talked multiple times about this, but you used the word to describe it as really devastating, and to me that's a strong word, but could you explain, kind of start us off by explaining why you use that word to describe the situation?
Well, we were first invited to Uganda in 2005 and did a little bit of research, and it was 2004 was the height of the AIDS epidemic in Uganda. And so there's been millions of people have died in Uganda from AIDS since the 1980s, but the height of it was 2004. So when we ended up in a region called the Rockeye region, which is far south, they had 95% unemployment, 50% AIDS rates, and currently because of that, there's 2.3 million orphans right now in Uganda today, with the average median age in Uganda being 15.8 years old. So what you have now today is a country of children. They say 75% of Uganda is age 18 and under. So you can see what's happened to the country. It's now a nation of children, really. And it's because of the AIDS virus that ripped through that country and just brought devastation. And when we first arrived there in 05, that's what we found was devastation. So not to mention, there's 3.4 million witch doctors in Uganda. That would be a witch doctor, one witch doctor for every 12 people. So combine all of the devastation of 95% unemployment, 50% of the people that we were ministering to had AIDS, and then there's a witch doctor for every 11 to 12 people, depending on what region you're in. And we're finding that 90% of the children in that region that we were in have been sexually abused by the witch doctors. And many have lost their lives because there's cannibalism that goes on. So when I say devastation, that's what we mean. It was a place long devastated.
And you, going back to the witch doctor thing for a second, in Western media, if we see witch doctors, they're kind of almost like a comical depiction. Like it's not really, it's kind of a guy in a costume with a bunch of different things going on, and he's kind of kooky rather than anything threatening. Can you explain to us why witch doctors are such a big deal and why they cause harm in Uganda?
Yes. World Vision actually just did a article on that. They sent a reporter over there last year to just see if what's reported is being true, where there's actually child sacrifice going on in Uganda. And there is. The witch doctors actually kidnap children, and they do that for bloodletting. And so these are some of the things that go on with witch doctors in Uganda is there's not only animals being sacrificed, but there's actual children being sacrificed. So it's no joke when you're dealing with witch doctors in Uganda. I asked, in fact, when we did in 2005, when we had the conference on Set Free Conference, there were 17 pastors there. And I said, I hear it's customary that in Uganda, when you have a child, that you have 2 weeks. 2 weeks is all you're allowed before the witch doctors of that area demand you bring your child in for dedication. If you don't, they will curse you and your child gets sick. And every one of the pastors dropped their heads when I said that. I said, have all of you men had your children dedicated by the witch doctors? Every pastor there had allowed their children to be dedicated to Satan, every one of them. So now you know why they call it the Dark Continent. The Dark Continent is the Dark Continent because it's held in spiritual, the spiritual grip of Satanists who are virtually running everything going on in the country. They hold everything through fear and intimidation. And so when you go to the when you have a sick stomach because you're drinking bad water, you go to the witch doctor for herbal medicine. He'll give you herbal medicine, but what comes with the herbal medicine is you're probably going to be sexually abused if you're a child, because mom and dad don't go into they don't get to go in the tent when the witch doctor's doing what he does. Well, that's when he's molesting the child. And so most of the people there that we are working with have all been abused by witch doctors ever since they were small. And so it's a place long devastated. Even the adults are afraid. And so it's going to take the Church of Jesus Christ to come in and say, no, we have power over that. We have authority over that. Jesus Christ has given us authority, and we no longer have to fear. But you have to train them to do that. They have to renew their minds to that reality. Because in the area that we're in, it's animistic worldview. Everything they think is spiritual. And so it's an animistic worldview that you're dealing with over there. And missionaries who are trained in the West are not equipped. Most of the time, they're not equipped to even deal with that reality. They don't even believe in that reality. Oftentimes, if you're in a Western worldview seminary, they're not going to teach much of this because they don't believe in this reality oftentimes.
And Set Free is stepping into this, and you're bringing a change and something hopeful. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, when we went there in 05, the first thing we did is we took them through the steps to freedom in Christ, which is we took a whole group of them through, a couple hundred of them, of pastors at a church there, and we led them through the steps to freedom. The first step to freedom is renouncing occult involvement. And that's where we found out that they had allowed all their children to be dedicated to Satan by witch doctors. So we had them confess their sin to God of being afraid, cancel that. Proverbs 28:13 says, he who covers sin will not prosper, but he who confesses and renounces will find mercy. And so we led them all to ask the Lord to forgive them for being afraid and to stand and having done all stand and to reverse the curse that they allowed to be placed over their own children. And they danced and they rejoiced and there was crying, there was joy, it was an amazing thing to watch them actually celebrate after going through that step of renouncing occult involvement in their area. And there's a lot of it. So that took quite a bit of time, just walking that group through that process of renouncing occult involvement.
Okay. I understand you're building a new school there. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and maybe how people can get involved?
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, since 05, we started with 42 children, and we just helped we helped a small group of kids, and it exploded from the 42 children in January of 1 of 06 is when we started. By May of 06, there was over 1,000 children who wanted to be discipled. By the end of that year, there was a couple thousand, so we had to start building Christian schools there. We have 9 schools right now in that area, and those 9 schools kick off between 250 and 300 students a year. And they're 12 and 13 years old. They're P7, they're 7th grade. They want to go into 8th grade or high school, and they can't because there's not enough high schools. And so in Uganda, only 10% of the P7 students go to high school. 90% of them have to go find something to do. And a lot of the girls, if you're P7, you're age 12 and 13, the girls get sold for dowry rights. A dowry is when you give a girl away, you get 10 or 15 cows from the husband. And so a lot of the girls get human trafficked, and we don't want to see that. So, and a lot of these girls are orphan children, so their aunts or uncles would sell them. So we want to keep them in school and keep them educated and then get them jobs at a vocational training center. So we're starting a high school called Light Academy, where 1,200 students will be able to board there, and that we're going to disciple them from age 13 all the way up until they're in the 13th grade when they can go to university, or they can get a job after that, and we have a vocational training center on site. So we're really excited about giving these orphan children a hope and a future, And if anyone wants to get involved in that, they can go to our website at setfreemen.org, or you can call us, Set Free Ministries, at 616-726-5400, and we'd love to talk to anybody about that.
We'll give them that website again so she can...
Setfreemen.org is where you can learn more about it.
And how can people pray for these efforts?
How can they pray? Just pray that God will continue to not only... There's a revival going on in this land, to continue the revival and to bring beauty for ashes. That's what we love seeing that going on right now. It's just beauty for ashes. So pray that the Lord would keep bringing in more and more orphan children who are coming to faith, and they have a hope and a future, but also for the USA church to respond properly by giving time, talent, and treasure to see this become a reality. Jesus, the last thing Jesus said before he left earth was, go make disciples. It's the Great Commission. It's not a suggestion. It's a great commandment. And so we're doing that. We're making disciples of all nations. And in Uganda, there's a lot of children that need discipleship.
All right. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything you wanted to add for this one or anything I may have missed?
You want to go any dollar amounts? We need supporters. You know somebody out there?
Yeah, we could talk about that. Maybe how much we need to raise. So we need to raise $5.3 million over the next 5 years. So that's just a little over $1 million a year. And so we're looking at a budget of just over or around $100,000 a month to keep the project going. So we're looking for new donors who might be interested in helping in this cause, because we believe it's actually revolutionizing a whole region of people who are steeped in animistic witchcraft and now being not only set free in Christ, but now they're raising up a generation of new disciples who actually want to now teach the other children, and they want to be a part of this high school project where they're actually teaching. So it's kind of exciting.
Okay.